Weeks pass after we hear the rumors about Pa, and still he has not returned. I know Ma misses him, and believes he is alive somewhere. Eventually, she stops waiting for him, and tries once more to resume her life. Time passes slowly without Pa in our lives. Even with our own ration of food, our survival depends on our older brothers bringing more food to us each week. When Coy gets sick, coughing up blood, we are forced to fend for ourselves. Coy is a strong young man, but he pushes himself too hard at work. His work consists of constantly loading and unloading 100 kilograms of rice onto trucks to be sent to China. Meng also cannot come because the soldiers are keeping him busy with work. We are all very worried for them both. Life is hard without Pa. People in the village look down on Ma because she is not good at field work. It is too dangerous to have friends, so she does not talk to anyone. The villagers also look down on her white skin and often make rude comments about lazy white people. To my surprise, Ma becomes a hard worker and is surviving without Pa. On the days when Ma is assigned to work with 15 other village women fishing for shrimp in nearby ponds, I go with her, leaving Chu behind with Gek. My job in the group includes fetching water for the shrimp catchers, helping untangle their nets, and separating the shrimp from weeds. Though hungry, we are not allowed to eat the shrimp we catch because it belongs to the village and must be shared with all. If anyone is caught stealing, the chief can publicly humiliate her, take away her possessions, and beat her. The punishments for such acts are grave, but our hunger does not allow this to stop us from sometimes stealing.
Luong, Ma calls me. I need some water. Come here.
She stands up and wipes her brows with her sleeve, leaving a trail of mud on her face. Scooping a coconut shell of water out of the bucket, I run over and hand it to her.
Here, she whispers. Give me your hand fast, while no one is looking.
Ma turns around and takes another careful look at the others to make certain we are not being watched. She quickly gives me a handful of baby shrimp as she takes the water cup from me.
Quick, eat them while no one is looking.
Without hesitation, I shove the raw, crawling baby shrimp into my mouth, shells and all. They taste of mud and rotten weeds.
Chew quickly and swallow, Ma tells me. Now you look out for me while I eat some. If anyone is looking, call me.
I see Ma in a very different light now, and have more pride in her strength. Somehow, one way or another, we find ways to stay alive.